Hey guys, when we started this project, we were not sure how hard it would be to edit, record everything, and then eventually distribute. But then luckily, someone told us about Anchor. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Secondly, they have creation tools that will allow you to record and edit directly from your phone or your computer. They distribute your podcast for you. And the best thing is you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're in a state of confusion. Questions on your mind. Send in Letitia and Brandy. Gonna help you unwind. We're hanging out together, even though we're alone. We'll pass it on over. Sorry we're stoned.
Stoners, this is a miracle. We are coming at you live in person. Tish and I are together, sitting in the infamous basement we've been talking about forever and ever and ever. Tish is here.
I am so excited. I am in Tennessee with Brandy, and this is so much more fun.
Speak for yourself. I'm getting hotboxed right here. I'm sitting way too close. Every time she takes a puff, she blows it in my face.
Well, it's also because we're used to not being together, and I'm technically challenged, so we're actually using one mic, and so we're sitting real close. So when I do a little, Brandy's like, whoa. But also, stoners, guess what? We are on episode 19.
You actually said that without an accent.
Oh, episode 19.
I was expecting to hear it. We're on episode 19.
You know what? I don't have a comeback for that.
19.
Actually, that's one of my favorite songs of your dad's.
What a throwback.
It is a major throwback.
It's funny. So we're sitting in the basement, and you guys, I feel like Tizzle promised you video footage of us assembling the basement. Guess what? She didn't do that.
No, but I actually do have some really good before and afters that I'm going to post. But first of all, I can barely walk or move today because I not only had movers get everything out of storage to do my basement, unboxed 50 boxes. I mean, it basically looks like I've lived here for like how long?
It does look like you've been here a while. I mean, I've been in my house for over a year and yours looks more lived in.
It's actually nuts.
It is insane.
It looks so good. And now I'm so excited because when I do come to Nashville and I don't have to be all the way out in Thompson Station on the farm, I have a place like all the kids are in one place. And it's just so exciting because it's been so long, like since March, that everyone has been together, every single person. And every day I've had all five of my kids together and it's been so much fun.
Speak for yourself.
So much fun.
A fist fight or two, but mostly really fun.
You know what? It has not been, have there been any fights?
I feel like there was a small tiff between Miley and Noah, like early in the trip, like night one or two.
Oh, I think that's before we got here.
No.
Oh,
I you were just too stoned to know.
I must have, because, you know, Miley and I are crazy on the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So Miley is so nuts about it and also so scared that I'm going to get it that she makes us get tested like every 3 days. And Noah was just like so over it because she had already been, it was a whole COVID thing. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're protecting me, MT, from the Rona.
The queen herself.
The queen.
So I guess we're going to, a lot of today's episode will be high design themed because we've been really working on this basement for the past week. I even started working on it a little bit before she got here, but it's so interesting. The space, like for the most part, it's very neutral. Like all the walls are white. The floors are really light colored. And then even the kitchen it's black and white and dark brown cabinets, and everything. So it's very neutral. And when she first got here, there wasn't anything in it. And she walked in and she was like, oh no, like, is it going to be great? Like, is it going to feel homey? And I was like, I feel like that's what it's missing is that it doesn't feel homey. But the minute you put your stuff in it, it's going to change everything.
It did.
It changed it dramatically. And I feel like what really tips the scale for making this place feel special. So she has all these exposed like shelves that are built into the wall. It's really cool. We will post photos of this. And she just has so many knickknacks, but it's not like there's a difference between knickknacks that look like knickknacks. And the way my mom does it, it's like all this random shit, but it all looks so perfect. And it all looks like it has a perfect place to sit. And it's everything.
And you know what? It's like, I really, like, we talk about this. I think it was last week about accessories and stuff. Like Brandy said, like, it's kind of stuff I've had in a bunch of different houses or things that, I don't know, I just had. And some of the things are very strange. But then I had books and, like, some pictures of my mom that I knew had to go on there. And I kind of just started. And I was kind of overwhelmed by the shelving, thinking, how am I going to make this look great? And I actually did not buy one thing for these shelves.
I can't believe that.
I did not buy one thing. And so I just started out and put the three pictures of my mom up and then just started kind of filling in things around it and making little moments in a way, like little collections together, but I'll definitely post some pictures. But I think Brand's right. I think without these exposed shelves with just a lot of my personal things in them, it wouldn't feel like home. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that a lot too, is I feel like when you work with an interior designer, the biggest thing is they just want to put things. Mm-hmm. You know, in shelves. And I really love that they're all my personal things. Nothing bought. It just feels really personal, you know, to this house and my space. And I think that's so key when you're decorating, is not just going out to somewhere like a Home Goods and buying things to put on a shelf, even if you have to wait a while to do them. Just really find things that you truly love or that you have. It is my favorite part of this basement is the two shelving units that I got to put all these little collections on. And I'm loving it.
It's amazing though, like some people just have this and I do not. Like when I try to like throw a bunch of shit together, it just looks like a bunch of shit thrown together. You guys, I'm staring at it. She has a pink flamingo sitting on the top shelf of the hallway shelf. I just like don't get how she can make that look like it belongs there. It's truly an art form.
You know what that's so funny about that is I played with that for a while.
You did.
I kept going, is it cute? Is it not? And then I literally found just like a perfect couple things. And one of them is a picture of a girl from Woodstock giving the peace sign. And I don't know, the flamingo was just fun. And I don't know, I just loved it with her. And it worked.
It's so good. So I know. She's got like pieces of art like leaned up against the wall on the shelves, the pink flamingo, some vases, a decanter. I would have never thought to put a decanter there. A skateboard. It's so cool. A book, a little license plate from Kentucky, which is where she was born.
And a picture of Elvis that my dad took. My dad took that picture.
Cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
So that, yeah, I love that picture because, you know, again, it's just so personal. And it is so crazy because those vases, like Brandy said, I've had for so long. They're literally from Target. And I think I got those about 4 years ago. But the funny thing about it is I was like, where did I get those? Because they look exactly like two vases that Molly has that were probably outrageous because they were like a matte blue. Mm-hmm. And those are such a matte ceramic and they look honestly so expensive. And I have to put an up close picture because if you can find these, they look amazing.
Is it really vase or are we being silly?
We're being silly. Oh. I call that a vase.
I called that a vase. I feel like there was something. Oh. One of my favorite things. So I've been like just walking around, just perusing what she's done with the place. One of my favorite things she has is a framed note, handwritten note that my dad wrote for her. And it's framed and leaned up against the backsplash in the kitchen. And it's just the cutest, most personal thing. What does the note say, Mom?
I love it so much. So the one thing that my lovey does contribute to my life, there's not that many. But the one thing he does contribute is when we're together, he makes my coffee every morning.
So does Rye.
And so does Rye, which is great. But he always like gets up before me. So he'll have it all ready to go and he'll go outside or something. So when I get up, he always puts a little note on the coffee pot. But I guess he couldn't find paper. So he wrote a Sharpie on a napkin and it's a little stick person and it says, Lovey, coffee ready. I think just have to put it in the microwave.
And it's got this goofy smiley face inside of a heart.
It's so cute. So I literally just found a square frame and I put the napkin onto like the matte part and framed it and leaned it up right by the coffee pot. And it is so cute. And the funny thing about that is, last time I was here, I went to this art store in Nashville called Bennett Galleries. And there was an artist there, I won't say the name, and literally was all stick figures. And it looked just like your dad's stick figures. And I'm like, Lovey, why are we not doing a line of these?
Oh my God.
Like those paintings are like $12,000 and they're stick people. We need to make these. It's so cute. But anyway, it's one of my favorite things in my kitchen.
That is so funny. Why do people pay so much for art?
I don't know. Everybody's like, every time somebody pays something for art, people that I know in LA, they're always like, you know, man, it's just like having money in the bank. It's collectors. It's just going up in value. Bull. Every piece of art or anything I've ever bought and I've tried to sell, it has never gone up in value. Whoa. I just don't believe it.
I just don't get it. I just can't understand how people could spend so much money on art when you could just like frame a few photos.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's nuts.
Crazy. Okay, well, I guess that's enough on the basement until we can actually get some photos up.
Yeah, I'll take some today and we'll get it up on our Facebook.
Sounds great. Yeah. Speaking of the Facebook, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, we started a Facebook group for all of the stoners to join, a place where you guys can like get to know each other. We can start a little community. And it's been really fun because a lot of you that have asked questions for DRMT, specifically the design questions, you know, it's nice to have that visual. So it's been a good place for you guys to be able to post photos there to kind of show us your space when you're asking your DRMT question. So that's out there. It's an option for you guys. So check that out. Make sure you join. Oh, my dog's back. She ran away for a sec. All right, I'm gonna pull up our DRMTs.
Great. Ah, we have 553 members.
Members are great. I like how like your high school friends are our members. How cute.
We have pictures on our Facebook.
Okay, hold on.
We're so excited. Erica.
Hey, stoners. I wanted to share my recently completed bedroom, largely inspired by High Design. The tips I incorporated are plug-in pendant lights from Amazon. What a gal. Quote-unquote drapery. Mixed wood tones. Love. And IKEA upgrades. Oh, my gosh. Her nightstand. $20 from IKEA.
I love it. Upgraded
by adding... This girl. You get it. Upgraded by adding stain paint and a riser on the bottom because they were too short for her bed. She is
Oh, my gosh. She did.
Her pendant lights are so cute.
You know what? We had one of those pendant lights in your apartment in Denver.
Yeah, we did. I actually still have that in the closet. Oh.
You killed the nightstand.
She slayed the IKEA hack.
Oh my gosh. Love, love, love
this. I am so proud.
And by the way, I love the little moons. What is that?
It's the different, when the moon changes.
Oh yeah. Like what's
the crescent
that
moon? And
oh,
the full moon. And then
anyway,
the waning crescent moon. I don't even know.
It's beautiful.
The phases of the moon.
Yes, phases of the moon.
Am I stoned? I think so.
This is so good.
So you got to leave her a little comment. Do you know how to do that?
Oh,
look at everybody.
This is also good.
Guys, I love our community.
Me too.
Why can't you leave a comment?
Yeah, why can't I? Like it. And now I'll have to figure this out.
Danielle Jones, we're all wondering what you're wondering. When will marijuana be legalized in all 50 states? Well, I'm so proud of the stoners for utilizing the Facebook group. I think this is great. So if you aren't part of this group and you're listening, go and join because this is so fun. I love this so much.
Me too. Oh, thanks for Gianna for saying she loves the podcast.
Oh my God. Julie A. Gregory posted this meme. I saw this the other day and was so angry at myself for not saving it because this is Rye.
Flirts with an equestrian girl. Gets put to work.
Hold on. I'm saving it right now.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see what else. Anyone remember the sheets from Bed Bath? Yes. Pure beach sateen.
I don't understand why you can't comment. Are you not a member?
I don't know.
Mom? You're not even a member of our own group.
So that's why I can't comment?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I just fixed it.
Oh, I'm a member. Okay, so I'm going to comment on everybody and send you guys my picture as well.
Okay, I'm going to comment about the sheet. What are the... Oh, yeah, Pure Beach. Pure Beach what?
Sateen.
Okay. Voicemail time.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Savannah. I am visiting Nashville in early November, and I've never been, and so I was just kind of wondering what the weather's like, what I should pack, places we should visit or see. I'll be with my boyfriend. So yeah, just any recommendations would be great. Thank you.
My mom made a face about the weather, but I think the weather in November is going to be nice. But here's the thing, pack layers because you really just don't know.
And a raincoat,
because chances are it's going to rain at least one day that you're here. Okay, people are always asking me for where to go in Nashville. However, my mom and I just went down to West Nashville to this area called The Nations. That's like an up-and-coming, like, growing area. I think it used to be very industrial, and now they're building lots of neighborhoods and putting in tons of restaurants and retail. It is so cute. I think I like it better than East Nashville, which is where everybody goes for the trendy spots. But West Nashville is a vibe. Go visit The Nations. We had awesome burgers from this place called the Burger Joint.
Okay. Burger Joint. Ha ha.
Get
Burger
it.
Joint. So anyway, it was literally the best burger I've ever had in my life. Again, The Nations. is the area of Nashville, the burger joint. You absolutely must go. Their food is incredible.
The truffle fries will wreck your breath for life, but worth it.
Oh, it was so good. And I always say this, Brandy's played burnout on it, but you have to go to Pinewood Social.
Oh, I love Pinewood.
Pinewood Social is amazing. It is not only a restaurant, but also it's so cute because you can rent out karaoke rooms there. And when the weather's nice, there's an outdoor area as well where you can play horseshoes or just hang out and have drinks. But it is just such a vibe. And then it's right on the river, kind of, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you can just see into Nashville and the new venue there that people play music. It's just, it's one place that you absolutely have to go.
Yeah, it is. Nashville has grown so much. Like, if you haven't seen Broadway, definitely take a walk down Broadway. You definitely should see it, but it's very touristy. So I always tell people, like, spend a day doing the touristy stuff, go to Broadway, go to the Country Music Hall of Fame, see the Johnny Cash Museum, but then go out into the pockets like East Nashville, Germantown, the Nations, mm-hmm. Because you'll find great restaurants and cute retail and vintage shopping in East Nashville. What's the spot Miley loves for vintage shopping?
I don't know.
I forget. Local Honey?
Yes.
Is that where she gets the vintage stuff? Yes. I think that sounds right.
And I have to say, if you want to shop anywhere, if for the cutest things, especially home, you have to go to White's Mercantile. Mm. And there's several. And the cool thing is that one of my really good friends, Holly Williams, owns White's, and her dad is Hank Williams Jr. and her grandfather, Hank Williams, which is so cool. And they all usually have some really cool vintage t-shirts, you know, rock t-shirts and country t-shirts. I don't know. It's my favorite store in Nashville. I try to go every single time I'm here. So definitely visit White's Mercantile.
Cute.
Hi, Fish and Brandy. So I just had a quick question. But basically, a friend of mine we've been friends for a really, really long time. We've kind of like grown apart in the past couple of months because I moved away and then she moved away. And I feel like I am doing most of the texting and calling and trying to catch up. So I guess really my question is, do you think I should just give up, or do you think I should talk to her and tell her that I'm like upset that she doesn't reach out more? I'm not really sure what to do. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks.
I feel like we've had a lot of people ask questions similar to this where they're having trouble maintaining friendships for different reasons. This one's a little bit of a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
Tizzle?
I mean, here's the thing is, like, I feel like when my friends and I first moved apart, like even my friend Paula, who has been on here before, and Missy, I feel like when we first moved apart, it was a little bit like that. And I think it's just because we were all in new places and, you know, you're busy kind of setting up your new life there and trying to make new friends. And I think it's just a crazy time when you do move to a different place. And I just remember that we didn't talk as much and we grew a little bit, not really apart, because when we would talk, it was just like nothing had changed. Like we were still in the same place at the same time, like nothing felt different. But I do remember just not talking as much. And I think that's okay. And I think that you can actually, if you want to say how you're feeling and just saying, I'm feeling a little sad because you don't reach out as much, but I understand. But I do think if you give it time, I think the friendships that you make when you're younger, those are the friendships that I still have. Those are the friendships that, like, even though if I don't talk to them in 6 months, nothing ever feels different. And I think just don't take it personally and maybe just know that them kind of setting up a new life wherever they are is probably taking up a lot of their time. But all you can do is just keep reaching out.
Yeah, I do think, you know, my mom and I are the first to admit we're not the greatest at like any type of confrontation. That being said, it's like do as I say, not as I do. I do think that saying something to your friend is really the only way that's going to create a change, because she could just kind of be living in la la land and be totally oblivious to the fact that the friendship's fading, you know? So I think you kind of owe it to the friendship to say something, and it can, you know, and if it's really a meaningful one to you that you really don't want to lose, like, not going to kill you to say something, and that way it kind of gives her a chance to redeem everything. So that's my advice as well. I think it's normal when you're growing up to for some friendships to fade out and others to stick around. And you know, the older you get, it seems the fewer friendships actually do stick around, but those are the ones that really matter.
It's true.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Shelby from California, and I was wondering, I'm going to get married probably next year to somebody outside the U.S. in the UK. And what's your go-to for winter weddings? Like, what should I have in my wedding? Okay, thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
That sounds amazing.
I love a winter wedding.
You know, not many people have winter weddings, but I could just see that being so fun to pick the decor for just because it's so different.
That's what I was thinking. So I would assume you guys are going to do this indoors, but I had a friend get married outside in December here in Nashville. And it was so cool because like all the bridesmaids wore like faux fur shawls over their pretty dress. And she wore a big fur coat over her wedding dress with like a Western style hat. Like she looked so cute. And it was awesome. There was still a few like colorful leaves on the trees. So it was just like a really neat vibe. And I just think that's so different for a wedding that I love the idea of that.
I love it too. And I think you could like really go full out with kind of that wintry theme where mm-hmm. I could just see some really pretty grays and whites. And I don't know. I think it could be so beautiful to really have that winter theme.
Man, I don't know what your budget is, but I think it could be fun to have some fake snow going on.
Exactly. That'd be so cool.
Super fun. This question's funny.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. My name's Katie, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. My favorite person in the world is Dolly Parton, and I was wondering what your favorite Dolly memory is. Thanks so much. I love the podcast. Bye.
Who doesn't love Dolly?
I mean, forget it. Dolly is so amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I honestly don't know if I could just pick one, but if I had to, it was just a few years ago when they actually honored Dolly. And I think that was Music Cares where they honored Dolly and Billy Ray and I and Miley all sat with her at her table and Miley did a song and Dolly did a song, but it was just so fun because a lot of times it's all business when we're hanging, you know, and like she'll be with on Hannah Montana or The Voice and we just get to spend a little bit of time. But that night was so fun because even though it was all about her and every person that got up and spoke, like Willie played for her and Brandi Carlile, Reese was there, Witherspoon, Reese was set with us. And me and Reese and Dolly really just, Billy Ray was there too, but we were just having the best time. And it really just felt like we were all just out to dinner and hanging out, even though the whole night was about her. Like you would never know it because she's so humble. And anyway, finally, like they still had not had her come up because that was the very end of the show. And she looked at me and she was like, I don't know what they're thinking because I need to go pee. Like they're going to need to wrap this up because I need to go pee. And it was just so funny. And she's just so amazing. And it was just such an incredibly fun night to honor her. And then, you know, just be able to sit with Dad and Molly and just have such a good time.
Dad, we were joking. Dad must be going through a midlife crisis because he keeps posting all this throwback stuff from the early 90s, but he just reposted that video that he and Dolly did. What's the song?
Romeo.
Is it called Romeo? Love that song, by the way. I feel like nobody really knows about it, or maybe I'm just old at this point, but if you haven't heard that song, my dad did a duet with Dolly and the video is so cute. Dad was so cute in that video.
And honestly, it's Tanya and Dolly and a girl named Kathy Mattea. Is Reba in it? I can't remember, but it's like five or six really amazing country music artists, all female, and they're all just awing and over Dad the video. And they're like, woo, and they're just having a big time. And it's so cute. And again, it's called Romeo. So if y'all haven't seen that, check it out. Because it's really so much fun.
I know.
Oh, and if y'all haven't heard, Billy Ray is on Dolly's new Christmas record and Miley too.
When are we doing a Cyrus Christmas record?
The fans. The people need to speak. Everybody needs to slam Miley on Instagram or Twitter that we need a Cyrus Family Christmas album and special.
We really do.
Hi, Tish. Hi, Brandy. My name is Sarah, and I was wondering if y'all have ever had, like, any crazy or sketchy encounters with fans or paparazzi. I personally could never be famous. Like, I can't imagine going to Walmart trying to get some, I don't know, cucumbers, and hundreds of people are stopping me wanting to say hi or wanting to take photos. But I was just curious if y'all had any crazy stories. Love you guys, and I'm sending all the love and positive vibes y'all's way. Obsessed with the podcast. Obsessed. I look forward to it every week. But yeah, bye, owners.
Her accent is so cute.
I love it. And honestly, that's a great question because The paparazzi are ridiculous. Like, it just makes me so angry that it is allowed and legal because it is so invasive. And I'll never forget when Miley started driving. And, you know, I guess you get your permit at 15 and a half or something. And we would be out driving and she had just learned to drive. And I'll never forget, we were coming out of this parking garage at a mall, the Beverly Center. There were so many paparazzi taking pictures through the windshield. We could not see anything. And it was just so mind-blowing that that was allowed because I called our lawyer and I was like, there needs to be a law that you have to be 18 or 21 before you can get followed like that because it was actually dangerous. Mm-hmm. And there were also times that we have been literally trying to get on the freeway. And one time a paparazzi ran into another one and their bumper flew off on the freeway. And like, they didn't even stop. Like, no one stopped because that they had hit each other. Everybody just kept going, dragging this bumper until it fell off on the freeway. And it just honestly is so dangerous and so awful to just have to deal with. And then, there's just been so many different times that I could tell you so many different stories about paparazzi. Literally one time it was amazing. I was coming out of an office building with Noah and Brazen, and they were way younger. I think Brazen was like maybe 14. And it was like three of them, and one just was like walking backwards and literally stumbled over a outdoor fountain and literally dropped his camera into the water. And it was so good. And made me sad because it was just so awful. You know, it's just like, you're being just such a, but anyway, yes, it's annoying. And it's I absolutely hate it and think it should not be allowed.
I know. People ask me about this a lot too. And I will say, I think we experienced it a lot worse when we were younger, when Miley was actually on Hannah Montana. But we were living in LA at the time. And before Miley got her driver's license, I drove her everywhere. And so she was young. I mean, I'm talking like 13, 14, 15 years old. And then I'm not that much older, like 20.
Yeah.
So like two young girls, and everywhere we'd go, we would just literally have a pack of men following us, like 20 to 25 people. And looking back on that, it's like, how is that okay? Like, how is that allowed and legal? And like, no one bats an eye that like 20 grown men are following two young women around LA and harassing them.
Yes.
I just can't believe that that's real. But there would be times where they would be so crowded, we wouldn't even be able to get out of the door of this place we were leaving because the crowd of paparazzi would be so thick. And it's not like you can squeeze through. It is a very scary feeling. And so much of the time, like, it was just the two of us, or even with my mom, there was like just us girls or whatever. And it's just scary. You know, I think everyone's probably seen like the footage where like Liam manhandles the paparazzi or whatever, but it's like, I mean, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, it's very scary.
You could look back to one, Miley and I are coming out of, I forget, it's called Something Chicken and down on by Melrose.
You were at a place called Something Chicken?
Yeah, and I don't eat chicken, but we're walking out and this paparazzi like runs and just hits me. Miley grabs him and his camera and she's like, don't you ever touch my mom again. Don't you ever. It's online. It is so funny. He's like, I didn't hit your mom. She's like, yes, you did. And she is losing her mind. But it was like, it's true.
I mean, you have to be able to stand up for yourself in that situation because they are aggressive. And like, most people don't really see that side of it, about how scary it is to be like on the other side. And again, too, like for me, just being 20 years old, like driving out in LA, like that's already scary enough. But instead I'm driving and I've got all these paparazzi like enclosing me in on the freeway. And it's so dangerous when you're driving and they're trying to follow you. Like, it really, we did have some scary moments with them for sure. So I don't know, like, what do we do to change the law about that?
Well, you know who else really tried to make that happen was Demi Moore. Because when Tallulah was young, they experienced so many of the same things. So
something needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I know.
All right, last one.
Hey guys, it's Michelle from Alberta, Canada. I have a question for both of you. Brandy, I was wondering, I know you like hiking and outdoors. I was wondering if you've ever been to Banff. And Mama Tish, I need your design help. So I recently bought a new house with a new couch. And I bought the couch on sale, so they didn't have any in stock. I bought it based off of a fabric sample. And it looks great during the day, and at night it looks purple. So it's gray and my room is black, white, gray, and it has pops of red in it. It's like a modern cabin vibe, I guess. So I don't know how to fix this couch because it clashes with everything in the room and I can't afford to buy a new couch. What do you think I should do? Thanks.
I love a Canadian accent.
Me too.
It's so cute. Have you been? You haven't been to Banff.
Okay, no. And I was just saying how bad I want to go to Banff.
It's so beautiful. I have been, but I have not done it justice. I was in Canada about a year ago, actually. I was doing some live podcasts with my friend Caitlin Bristow, who's from Alberta. And we had like a few extra hours in a day. And we drove up just to see the Fairmont Hotel that's there.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Lake Louise that it's on, I think? And it was during the winter. So the lake was frozen. It was very cool. But I definitely want to go back in the summer and do some hiking. And I really want to see the water when it's that like turquoise blue.
I know. It's supposed to be amazing. And the little town of Banff looks so cute. Your dad's been before. It's when I had such anxiety before I got on Lexapro and I couldn't get on a plane and I missed the whole thing. So anyway, yeah. So I'm dying to go to Banff. And you know what you could do with your couch, I'm thinking? And I think you could either go white or like a light gray. What if you got some faux fur sheepskin throws and just did them over like the centers, just like two kind of large sheepskin throws could be really pretty. And if you did it in a light gray, that'd still look good with the purple if you wanted to kind of keep it warm. Or you could do, you know, like an off-white, really pretty sheepskin throw. I think could be amazing, which you can find them on Etsy and they come in different sizes. But I think that could be really pretty. And if not, you could also do some type of a pretty throw over it and just kind of layer it and make it look really cute. But yeah, I would try that. I think it could be really, really pretty.
Michelle, I feel like you need to post photos for us on the Stoner Facebook group because I would love to see what you're talking about. Like, I can understand how when the lighting changes, the color looks different, but I would love to see like what red accents you have in the room to see if maybe you could somehow make the purpley tone work if you maybe like put in some different colored accents or something. I don't know. I need to see photos. Okay. I need more. We answered a lot, but for real, guys, don't hesitate. Don't, no question is too small. Call the voicemail and leave us some messages. Ask us some questions for our segment. My mom loves it when you guys ask your design questions. I'm on my mom's laptop, so the number is not in front of me. 818. I can't remember.
I'm going to look up my Amazon picks real quick because I had them from last week.
The number to call and leave us a message is 818-839-0534. Call us. You know what? We should actually look it up right now. So we went and got facials at this really cute place in Nashville. And we went, they had us like go into the bathroom to wash our face at one point. And my mom came out and was like, oh my gosh, where did you get these little sponges? I have to have these. And they said, ding, 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 Amazon. And my mom was fascinated by the sponges. So I'm going to look them up right now. So
well, I'm going to order them.
Oh my gosh.
I need them.
What were they called?
Facial sponges, I think. And they said they were for estheticians.
Well, that did pop up. Uh-huh.
These are yellow, but theirs were white, but it looked just like that.
Yeah, but that's nice. That's what it looked like.
Those look nice.
Real nice. The sponges are basically like, if you've ever seen just the little like cotton pads that you can take your makeup off and stuff with, that's what they look like. But the material is like a sponge material. So it feels real nice on your face. I like this one says exfoliating and I could see that how like it, because it's a sponge, it'll actually like exfoliate as it cleanses.
Yeah, that one looks really good.
So and we'll post these because these are cool.
Yeah, really cool. And she said she got them on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool because they're completely flat until you wet them. But I had never taken my makeup off with something like that. And it just felt so good. I really loved it. I'm going to get these.
Yeah, it was cool.
Great. Okay. So also, I was going to tell a few of my other things that I bought.
Oh, you were.
So my biggest thing lately is trying not to buy any plastic water bottles just because it is so wasteful. And it's not only awful because of all the plastic that's going to go into the ocean, but also they say that just if the plastic, you know, is on a truck going to the store and it's hot, that it can really cause stuff to go out into the water that is really, really bad for us and can cause cancer. So I have been buying these decanters and I had gotten some at Target, but I ordered some larger ones on Amazon and they're a glass carafe with a lid. And so I just filled them all up. I actually think tap water tastes better than bottled water and put them in the refrigerator. And I always have cold water and I don't buy any plastic water bottles. So I'm loving these. The other thing is a friend of mine bought me a milk frother for my birthday. Changed my life when it comes to coffee. But I actually just ordered one from Amazon and I'm going to put it up. It was way less expensive because the one she got me was over $100 and this one's only like $35. And the reviews were amazing. amazing. So I'm going to actually try it today because I bought it for my basement. So I'm going to put that up. But the milk frother, honestly, game changing when it comes to coffee.
It's true.
My other thing that I bought is
your pill organizer.
Yes. When I travel, I need all my pills, especially during Corona, where I'm taking vitamin D, that, what's it called? Resveratrol or something?
Resveratrol
and vitamin C. And my Lexapro. Oh, so I got the cutest little pill organizer. And instead of bringing a bunch of bottles, I put Advil in one. There's like 14 little pockets. And I just have all my little things organized. And it looks just like a little cosmetic case or something. And it is a game changer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put all these up because they were really, really good Amazon finds.
I see you've also bought another pair of reading glasses. How many pairs of reading glasses would you say you've bought in your lifetime?
A lot.
Like hundreds?
No, maybe 60.
Oh my gosh, that's so many.
But they're only $14.99 on Emma.
I just don't get how you have so many.
I don't know. But you know what, stoners? I'd love to stay in chat, but wait. Noah is in town doing something.
I have a baked goods.
Oh, what is your baked goods?
Okay, so little dog, my little beagle, she just shivers. She's like my mom. If it's below 75 degrees, little dog is shivering. So my friend Annie, who also has a beagle, her puppy had on the cutest little fleece vest the other day, and it even had a little D-ring to connect a leash to it. And I was like, oh my God, little dog has to have one. And so she's like, okay, they're on Amazon for $10. Guys, $10 for a fleece vest for your dog. Sign me up. So I got little dog one in black, but I think I'm going to order one in every color. She loves it.
I bet it feels like one of those comforting things too.
Yeah, like a thunder shirt. Like,
yes.
Like it just wraps her up in warmth. She seriously loves it so much. So I'll make my mom link the dog vest. $10.
Ah, love that.
Love.
Well, that's great. But stoners, Brandy's usually the one that's got to run. Noah's in town doing something for CMT, her and Jimmy Allen.
Is that a secret?
And if you haven't heard that song, it's called This Is Us, and it's incredible. I didn't say what the show was, but it's a CMT thing. So anyway, I have to go do my managerial duties, and I need to jump in the shower.
Well, sounds great.
Okay. Well, we would give you the phone number again, but we don't know it. But at least go do our Facebook group called Sorry We're Stoned.
For reals. And also, obviously, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We have new episodes out every Thursday. And if you hit that subscribe button, then you never even have to think about it. It's just an auto download. Also, you know, we love a 5-star review. So if you want to go to iTunes and get on that, that would be really great as well. Also, tell your friends about the pod. I love hearing how much you guys love this podcast. Like, seriously, it makes me so happy. So spread the word. We're still trying to grow this thing and we want to be able to continue to do it. So make sure you're telling your friends, and we love it when you guys post online and on your socials that you're listening to it and every week and everything. So all that helps us out and we love you guys so much.
Oh, and I saw someone that said, oh, since everybody's in Nashville, you should do a family podcast. We are going to be back in Nashville in November for Thanksgiving. I believe, we're not for sure yet, but I think so. But during the holidays, we're always together
and bored.
So we will absolutely do that over the holidays.
That would be fun.
It will be so fun.
We'll have to video that one.
Yes, we will.
All right. We love you guys. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Later, stoners.
Bye.